Do you struggle with bad habits? We need to change our habits instead of just breaking bad ones. Have you ever heard someone say, "I've got to break an old habit"? Any habit like lying or cheating or swearing or overeating or gambling or procrastinating or alcohol abuse or whatever. Everyone has habits. Some are productive and some are destructive. Hey, what habits do you need to change? You see, I live in Las Vegas, ostensibly known as Sin City. I hate that label because sin means we've missed the target. It's an archery term. It's interesting to live in a city that's known for missing the target. I recently had an opportunity to confront this label. The city council decided to honor me and our team for a response to October 1 massacre. 58 killed and 500 injured by a crazed gunman. I sat there waiting for their award and I silently prayed, "Lord, what should I say if I'm invited to speak to this large crowd?" I immediately heard in my brain, "Tell them it's not Sin City because these leaders aren't missing the mark." Moments later, I found the mic in my hands and I spoke the truth. The place was shaken by the Spirit of God. The Bible says we are to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. Las Vegas has been known as Sin City because many people come here to indulge in their bad habits. Hey, do you need to confront some old habits? Would you like to redefine your life and purposes? If so, then start by following the words of Paul in Philippians 3:13 and 14. "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what's ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Habits should be an extension of your true identity. Bad habits can destroy your sense of self-worth, but good habits can create a good reputation. Choose and practice a new set of habits today that will change your reputation and your harvest. Don't forget that you're a miracle and good habits will flow from you. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.